When you hear that school bell ring, you know it's time to get your Bible, because it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we're studying the missionary message of the Bible, that meaning that the gospel is to be preached to everyone in all the world, and all are invited to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And responding to it in obedience to that gospel, you become added to God's kingdom. You are saved. God adds you to His church. And we're talking about Abraham, and how God wanted Abraham to be a blessing to the whole world. And we're going to read in just a moment in Genesis chapter 12 how God said that in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So if you will, turn to Genesis chapter 12, and we'll look in just a moment at Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 through 4. Now, while you're turning there, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher is E.A. Elam, who is coming to us by way of Sunday school lessons that he wrote for our grandparents and our great-grandparents. I'm looking at a Sunday school lesson now that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday of October the 7th, 1923. And in this Sunday school lesson, and in keeping with the theme of this quarters of lessons for that year, we're talking about Abraham being a blessing to the whole world, and he's talking about Abraham's character. Elam writes, Abraham is called the father of us all, Romans 4 in verse 16, and we read in Galatians 3:29, and if ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. His name was changed by the Lord from Abram to Abraham, because Abraham means father of a great multitude. We read about that in the book of Genesis chapter 17, verses 4 through 6, where we read, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be the father of a multitude of nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For the father of a multitude of nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations out of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Now, turning the page, we come to where we're going to examine our text in Genesis chapter 12. And we read in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, now Jehovah said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. This was not the original call. The first call of Abraham is not recorded in Genesis. We know this because Stephen says in Acts chapter 7, verses 2 through 3, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, get thee out of thy land and from thy kindred, and come into a land that I will show thee. This was a fertile country, but Abraham was called to leave it for one he knew not of. He had been told that he was going to a land flowing with milk and honey, even to a better country than the one he was leaving behind. It would have been different, but he went not knowing whether he went. He was to leave his kindred and his father's house, his home and friends, and go among strangers in a strange land. He did this by faith at once, obeying God. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 10. This was a severe test of his faith, but he obeyed God. He did not obtain possession of the land in his lifetime as a sojourner. He dwelt in it as a land not his own. His descendants were to have it in full when the iniquity of the Amorites was full of Genesis 15:16, and he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on, and he promised that he would give to him in possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child, said Stephen in Acts 7 and verse 5. Abraham had to purchase the cave of Machpelah, the Ephron, the Hittite, as a burying place. Genesis chapter 23, verses 2 through 20. Abraham served God and waited because he looked for the city who'd had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Jesus says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad," John 18:56. Abraham's faith looked beyond an earthly country and temporal blessings to the heavenly Jerusalem and spiritual blessings. For not through the law was the promise to Abraham as to his seed that he should be heir of the world, but through the righteousness of faith, Romans 4 and verse 13. When the new heavens and the new earth appear and the city of God comes down, then fully and forever will Abraham's seed inherit the world. Abraham and his descendants confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. If they had been so disposed, they could have returned to that country from which they went out. But by remaining in Canaan, they said they desired a better country, that is, an heavenly. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 15 through 16, 13 through 16. Abraham was looking for that city in heaven. In Genesis 18, we learn how the glory of God appeared to Abraham. The Lord spoke to him in an audible voice and plainly told him what to do. Like Abraham, the word of God, we are called to leave our kindred and lands if in any way they interfere with our serving God. For we must forsake all to serve Jesus. We read in Matthew 10:37 through 39, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that doth not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." We read in Luke chapter 14 and verse 33, "So therefore whosoever he be of you that renounceth not all he hath, he cannot be my disciple." That is what Abraham did. And so we read in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, God made this promise, "I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and be thou a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." In obedience to God, Abraham gave up his fertile country, home, and kindred, God promised to bless him as follows. 1, to make him a great nation. 2, to bless him. 3, to make his name great. 4, to make him a blessing to others. 5, to bless those that bless him. 6, to curse his enemies. And 7, the greatest of all, to bless the families of the earth through him. God blessed him personally in all things. Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1. His name is greater than that of any earthly king, emperor, ruler, or warrior. God blessed Abraham's friends. It is a great thing to be a friend to a friend of God, and to have such a man for a friend. God did not arbitrarily bless Abraham or curse his enemies. His enemies, by their wickedness, brought God's displeasure upon themselves. God is neither partial nor a respecter of persons. We read, "For I have known him, and to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken to him." Genesis 18 and verse 19. Because Abraham was all of this, and was to become a great and mighty nation, God did not hide from him the coming destruction of Sodom. Abraham's nephew Lot and his family resided in Sodom. But Abraham said, "The God of all the earth will do right," and he submitted in trust to the will of Almighty God. Genesis 18, 17 and 18. If Abraham had not obeyed God and had not trained his children to do the same, God could not have blessed him. "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Genesis 22:18. Read also Genesis 26, verses 4 and 5. God said, "I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these lands, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, and my commandments, and my statutes, and my laws." God made this promise to Abraham after his great faith and obedience he had offered up Isaac. Jehovah called Abraham through the angel and said, "By myself have I sworn, saith Jehovah, because thou hast done this thing, and hath not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Genesis 22:15-18. Christ is the promised seed, through whom all the nations of the earth are blessed. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16. Abraham and his descendants were blessings to the world in other ways. Through him the knowledge of the true God was preserved, and the scriptures have come to us. A good man is a blessing to any community. Abraham was the father of multitudes in the flesh, but also and more so in the spirit. We read in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29, "If ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed according to the promise." And so we see, as we come to the conclusion of this Sunday school lesson, that there is a missionary message in the story of Abraham. It was through Abraham that the seed would come that would bless all the families of the earth, all of the nations of the earth. And that seed came in Christ. And Christ said, "Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. We'll continue with this theme in the next class.